Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Yes. Hallelujah. What a beautiful day that God has given us. We thank you for tuning in to the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated Blog Talk Radio broadcast with none other than Sunshine of Faith. Amen. Where the apostle and the founding pastor of the ministry is Dr. Mary F. Ogburn. Praise God. Amen. And I'll be your host for this evening. And Pastor Terry White, the pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2 church in Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. Along with my lovely wife, co-pastor Rhonda White. Amen. Hallelujah. We honor our God on tonight. He is worthy to be praised. Praise God. We honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The King of Kings, he is alive and well. Praise God. He is on his throne that he will never, ever relinquish. Praise God. So we bless the Lord. We honor the Holy Ghost on tonight. Holy Ghost, have your way. Have your way in our lives on today. We say in this service, praise God, Holy Ghost, move. Amen. Praise God. And again, we honor our great leadership, our chief apostle, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, the founder of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated. Amen. Pastor of our headquarters church in Baltimore, Maryland. And we bless the Lord for each and every one on the pastors there. Amen. Elders, deacons, prophets, evangelists, everyone in their respective places. Amen. And all the number 2 church, God bless you. We love you. Amen. We bless God for all the families in Sunshine and all of you that love Jesus all around the world that are listening to our Blog Talk Radio broadcast on this afternoon. We want to say thank you, Jesus, for bringing us thus far. Amen. We've come into a brand new month. Praise God. Amen. With new expectations. Amen. New mercies this day. Amen. Praise God. So, and remember, our God is faithful. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is faithful. Amen. He's faithful to his word. He is faithful to us. Praise God. And we can believe and trust him, hallelujah, to carry us along the way. Hallelujah. Amen. If you want to prosper, amen. That's simply, amen, put amen to move forward along the way. Praise God. Amen. And God wants us to prosper and to be in good health, even as our soul prospers. Praise God. God wants us to be, amen, complete and to be whole. Praise God. God wants us to be walking in the fullness of his blessing. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we should want that as well. Praise God. Amen. And we want to encourage you, hallelujah, in this day to make a decision. Praise God. Make your decision, make your declaration clear. Amen. Hallelujah. That the Lord is my shepherd. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is. And see, that's the one wonderful thing about, amen, Jesus, is that he is my God. Hallelujah. Jesus is. He is alive and well. He is forevermore. Praise God. Amen. There is no past tense with him because he is. Hallelujah. He is my God. Hallelujah. Jesus is forever. Amen. He is eternal. Praise God. He is God the Son. Amen. Who we are striving to be conformed to his image. Amen. The only begotten of the Father, full of what? Grace and truth. Hallelujah. Amen. So remember, Amen. Psalms 23, praise God. Amen. It is a beautiful passage of scripture, amen, that tells us the Lord is my shepherd. Father, right now we thank you for this opportunity to be able to speak encouragement to your people today, because you have kept us. You have brought us all together here in this place, praise God, on these airwaves to be able to share your goodness with the world. Praise God. God, we thank you for encouraging your children who name the name of Christ. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus, the name that's above every name. Hallelujah. Amen. They lift his name on high. Hallelujah. Encourage their hearts today and them, bless them in their minds, their spirits, their souls, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for touching lives everywhere. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing the sick, raising the dead. Praise God. We thank you, God, right now for, hallelujah, all that you're doing. And God, we thank you, hallelujah, for just giving comfort to those who are grieving loss of loved ones. Amen. And any type of loss, God, we bind up the hand of the enemy that comes against the people's minds, God, hallelujah, to sink them into depression and make them feel oppressed and even, amen, to the point of being possessed, God. We thank you, hallelujah, that the enemy is defeated. Jesus has won the victory, hallelujah, and we walk therein. We walk by faith and not by sight. God, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Remember, hallelujah, Psalms 23, make it your declaration. Amen. King David was describing, amen, hallelujah, amen, a mindset that had became his lifestyle. Good God of mine. It must become our lifestyle. Amen. And we make our declaration sure. Amen. When we say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. My God, today. Hallelujah. And when you study that out, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want for anything, amen, that God can't. There's nothing that he can't provide, amen. I shall not want. I shall not lack any good thing, amen, that my God, amen, hallelujah, can't provide, amen. He can provide anything, amen, and he provides for me, hallelujah, amen, and my family, and those who will call upon the name of Jesus, amen, hallelujah, believe, amen, that he is, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, he will be your shepherd, hallelujah, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. When you look at that word, maketh, amen, with the ETH is continuous, praise God, amen. And also that word make, amen, he prepares me to be able to lay down in the blessed places, the green pastures, amen. And sometimes, praise God, because he loves us so, amen, and like the sheep of the pasture with the good shepherd, amen, hallelujah. When we start to go astray, amen, he will make us, amen, to, amen, amen, to be in the place of blessing, praise God, in the green pastures, amen. He maketh us to lie down. He imposes, amen, his lordship and him being the shepherd, amen, the watchman for the sheep, the watchman for his people, hallelujah, good God Almighty, the savior of his people, amen. He will make us, amen, he will prepare us, amen, in a way which we can lie down in the green pastures. He will make us, when we tend to stray, amen, lie down in the green pastures. Amen. Hallelujah, because it's good for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we see through, amen, declaring, amen, clearly, amen, and positively, without a shadow of a doubt, amen, that the Lord is. My God. I love it because he is, amen, not was, not, yeah, because he is history, praise God, amen. He is all in all, amen, but he is present with us, amen. That's why he is, amen. He's not was the Savior. He's not will be the Savior, but he is our Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. And we can bless him for that today. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. Amen. That shepherd watches out for the sheep. He provides for the sheep. Amen. He is the door. Jesus is the door of the sheepfold. Praise God. Amen. If you can imagine seeing the sheepfold, amen, the sheep in a certain area all together, amen, hallelujah, and they are corralled in this area, praise God, and it has some protection all around it, praise God, and then between, amen, two posts, there is the good shepherd, and he's seated there, amen, there is no door there because Jesus is the door. Amen. He's the good shepherd. The shepherd is the actual door of the sheepfold. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so when you get that sense, praise God, that anything that comes in, amen, after the sheep, amen, must go through the shepherd. Praise God. And if the sheep come out, amen, they have to come out through the door. And the shepherd is the door. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's the good shepherd. Amen. That watches over his sheep. Praise God. He provides nourishment. Amen. Hallelujah. Protection. Praise God. Amen. He cleans them. Amen. He makes sure, amen, that they have everything they need to flourish. Amen. And to thrive and live. Amen. The fullest life. Amen. Hallelujah. You know those times, amen, that come in life, praise God, even though we are believing fearlessly and in our faith in, amen, the Most High, amen, in the power of our magnificent God, amen. Those times, amen, that we are walking through the valley. My God, those valley experiences that come in our lives, amen. And they can do one or two things, amen. They can either make us or break us, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the ones who make it, hear me clear, saints, amen, are the ones who depend on the shepherd completely, praise God, hallelujah. They're not trying, amen, to make a better sheepfold. They're not trying to make a better community outside of what the shepherd is providing, praise God, hallelujah, amen. So many times, amen, we find ourselves in trouble because we're going outside of the protection of the good shepherd, praise God, amen, and there are wolves, praise God, all around, amen, and there's enemy all around waiting to pounce and prey on the helpless sheep, praise God, hallelujah. When we stray and when we decide that we got a better way than the way of the shepherd, my God, but the shepherd has, amen, the ability, the complete ability to protect, amen, hallelujah. Our shepherd has the complete ability to protect, amen, and secure us, amen, hallelujah, amen, without a shadow of a doubt, amen. We don't have to fix the sheepfold to make it better. We don't have to try to fix the church, amen, hallelujah, amen. As God has given a great shepherd, amen, great leader, great under-shepherd, amen, servant leader in that role, praise God, he has equipped them, amen, to be able to shepherd the sheep, hallelujah, amen, because they're under his guide, amen, hallelujah. Look at Jesus, amen, the good shepherd, hallelujah, amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you are with me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Many times, amen, the reason why, amen, we get into trouble, again, is because we're deciding for ourselves, amen, that we got a better plan than the good shepherd. Amen. Hallelujah. So then we run into snares, praise God, and we run into traps, and the wolves, praise God, are starting, amen, to surround us, ready to devour us, amen, hallelujah. But it is our good shepherd who saves us, amen. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. So when we stay, hallelujah, under the protection of the shepherd, hallelujah, amen, we don't have to fear. Amen. It's only a shadow. Amen. That ominous shadow. Amen. But amen. There's going to be a beautiful light that he brings. Praise God. Amen. Because he's protecting us. Hallelujah. We don't have to fear any evil. Amen. His rod. Amen. And his staff. They comfort us. Amen. He will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't it wonderful? Praise God. Picture it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Picture it. Amen. Storm raging all around you. Praise God. Amen. But you're able to sit, amen, at the table of God and feast off of what he's provided, amen, because you believe with all your heart that you are completely and utterly, amen, protected and blessed by the good shepherd. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, the Lord Jesus. Amen. Enemy all around, praise God, surrounded on every side. Amen. But you're seated at the table that's spread, amen, with the blessings and protection and provision of Almighty God. Amen. So you're, amen, hallelujah, as calm as can be, amen, in a joyous state, amen. And it may even cause your enemies round about to be confused at what is going on. My God. Hallelujah. Why they're not running, amen. Why they're not frantic. Why they're not losing their mind. Because, amen, they're utterly and completely, amen, hallelujah, trusting in the ability, amen, of the shepherd to keep them. Amen. And that's where we need to find ourselves, amen, in the sheepfold of the good shepherd. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He's anointing our head. Amen. Allowing and providing that our cup, amen, our, amen, provision, amen, is running over. Amen. And he says, surely, amen, absolutely, positively, amen, amen, goodness and mercy shall follow you, amen, if you decide to rely completely on the shepherd, amen, Jesus the Christ, the anointed one, and this anointing, it destroys the yoke, amen, it lifts the burdens off the people's back, amen, hallelujah, good God Almighty, amen, and understand, amen, if it's destroyed, amen, it is no more. Praise God. Hallelujah. So therefore, if it's destroyed by his anointing, the only way for it to be, amen, applied again is you go back into a situation, amen, where a new yoke is applied to you, because if Jesus, amen, amen, his power don't just break nothing, amen, hallelujah, praise God. It can, but what he does for us, amen, is utterly destroy, his anointing destroys, it destroys the yoke, amen, hallelujah. So it is non-existent anymore. Hallelujah. So don't, that's why he said, don't go back into that bondage of sin again, amen, where you have taken on another yoke. He said, take on my yoke. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Hallelujah. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. He's the good shepherd. He's the shepherd. Amen. All the days of your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We bless the Lord. We thank God for the opportunity just to share with you, to encourage your heart. Amen. To trust in the Lord Jesus with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, and acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct your paths. Praise God. That's what the shepherd does. The good shepherd directs our paths. Hallelujah. Amen. And we ought to be excited about it. We're glad about it here. Sunshine, amen. And all of you that are tuning in from every corner of the world, all over the globe, every crack and crevice of the planet, please, praise God. We're all being able to get together to be encouraged through God's word, amen, and the fellowship of the saints, praise God, because in our unity, there's strength and there's power, because we are coming together, amen, in Jesus' name. And he's there in the midst of us, in the middle, praise God, the center of it all. Hallelujah. And we're receiving the blessing of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're able to walk therein because he willing it. Hallelujah. To be done in our lives. Hallelujah. We thank you again for tuning in to the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated Blog Talk Radio broadcast with Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, amen, the founder and of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. We're headquartered in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise God. We bless the Lord for all of you, amen, who may be in the Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area to, amen, contact Sunshine of Faith. Amen. Hallelujah. And find out when the services are and be a part of what God is doing in this part of the body of Christ. Amen. You can reach Dr. Ogburn, amen, for counseling and prayer at 301-732-0461. Amen. The woman of God is licensed counselor, amen, family, marriage, children, you name it, praise God. God has equipped the woman of God, amen, to be able to counsel with you, pray with you, amen. She is a servant leader, amen, that loves God and loves God's people, praise God. You can also, amen, reach me, Pastor Terry White, pastor of the Sunshine Campus in Lakeland, Florida, at area code 863-279-2332. Praise God. Call, amen, and I'll pray with you. Amen, and believe God with you and for you for his most excellent, amen, blessings to be in your life. Praise God. Amen. And also remember, you can write to us, Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2. Amen. P.O. Box 8032, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. You won't regret it. Send your prayer request. Send your partnership offering. Plant your seed, financial seed today. And if you designate that it go to our headquarters church, we'll make sure it gets to them. Amen. you wanted to come to our number 2 church, amen. And I, Pastor, praise God. Write to us today, Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2, P.O. Box 8032, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. You won't regret it. Amen. We bless the Lord for all of you. Be encouraged. Love Jesus. Read the Word of God. Fellowship with the saints in your local assemblies. Praise God. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Amen. Guess what? Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you. And so do we. And we'll see you when we see you. Amen. As our apostle always closes with, amen. We bless you. Until the next time.